Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, October 12, 2023. People, let's call this out for what it is right now. The effect of this new war has done exactly what it was supposed to do. That is stabilize the debt market, and we are seeing cash make its way back into the stock markets of the world. I mean, you know, we called this out. We knew exactly what was going to happen here. But just seeing it play out in real time, honestly, makes me almost want to puke. It's really the truth. They will kill, slaughter, maim whoever they have to keep the system going. Now, the bigger picture, clearly, is this liquidity crisis for which this is a Band-Aid. This is not in any way a fix to the problem. And there lies the bigger issue underneath all this. It's going to run out without another event. And I've been covering this as of late, but I can tell you the just ominous feeling that I have here. Something else is going to happen. And it just, again, I almost can't handle it thinking about what they have in store for us, what the next thing is going to be to keep this twisted freak show going. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of where and when. You know, let's talk about a couple of other things here. A lot of you are writing to me about deflation, 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 deflation. Let me explain this to you as clear as I possibly can. Central banks are not going to allow it, okay? So I know there's a couple of guys out here, some pretty big names, talking about deflation, 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 thinking or trying to put together a thesis that it has something to do with supply and demand. It has nothing to do with that anymore. Again, we're existing in an environment we've never seen before, ever before, in the history of the world, where central banks have done nothing but inflate to such a degree that they've created this monster that is now engulfing the earth, this hyper bubble in debt. And no matter how much they pump it, you know what I'm going to tell you, it's not enough. The system is that twisted that it demands that more debt be pulled into the system in greater and greater amounts, in multiples. Otherwise, we run into, and we're having now, a full-blown liquidity crisis. So what they're doing here is central banks, especially now with this new war, which is going to expand, and what's coming next, it's the same thing. Crisis to crisis to crisis, and every crisis demands that more cash be thrown at it. So how does that work? If more cash needs to be pulled into the now in untold amounts, how does that affect the currency? Well, it sucks its purchasing power out. You understand? Let me cover a basic concept just real quick for those of you that are new here. Think of it this way. Think of the global currency pool. For example, imagine a black hole, okay? And every nation around the world is throwing their currency into this black hole in an attempt to, it can't never be filled, we all know that, but an attempt to keep the system going. So understanding that when a central bank, any central bank, creates a new bill, whether it's a printed bill or one added to a digital screen, is it automatically worth its face value? Where does it get its value from? That's a better question. Okay, so let's consider that. The global currency pool that is continually added to by nations around the world, their central banks fueling it more and more. Each of these newly created bills, in order to have any value at all, must steal a fraction of purchasing power from every other existing bill. So that bill now loses, that newly created bill has less purchasing power and steal some from every other existing bill. You understand? Very simple concept to get here. Now, what are you and I keenly aware of? What have you and I been speaking about for I don't know how freaking long? What are central banks actually doing via this mechanism of inflating and inflating and inflating? They're killing their currencies. They're deliberately killing their currencies. And this is the root cause of inflation, what we're seeing right now. And it's not done. Not only is it not done, but it's going to get exponentially worse on the back of what we're seeing, again, crisis to crisis, crisis, more cash in unbelievable amounts. That's what this is all about. Now, to keep the system going more so, okay, they've already found their, we already understand this, a war generates more cash in terms of borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the planet. That we have established as a fact. Now, what they're going to do, again, this is a new war on terror. The last one, up till now, cost all of us $8 trillion. That's what they're allowing us to know. This new one, much more than that. Much more than that. But what scares Greg here, and I've covered this, is they need a face. They can't just say this is a war on terror, a war against Hamas, or Hezbollah, or whatever. They need a face. Just like they did last time with Bin Freak Show, Osama Bin Freak Face, whatever he was. You understand what I'm talking about? And that should worry you, because that's exactly what they're going to do. It's their playbook. They're not too smart. The people that, again, the entities, and this is the central banks that run this world. They control the economy. They control the financial system, the financial markets. They control the cash. They're really, you know, they're not that smart. But they're smart enough to know that their same tactics that they've used over and over and over again are going to work again. So this is how we know their playbook, what they're going to do. It's that simple. You understand what I'm talking about here? So just going back to this whole deflation thing, let me put another perspective on this for you. Central banks fear deflation more than anything else. What is the goal of a central bank? To inflate. Period. As of last resort. The more a central bank inflates, the stronger they become. Collectively, they are working together now. Every central bank around this world, again, although they don't coordinate, but they do coordinate, of course, they're working towards that goal to inflate. And if they're inflating, that means it's sucking purchasing power out of the currency. There's no such thing as supply and demand anymore. It doesn't work in this kind of an environment. And all this has done is created an environment which would not exist. And with regard to the markets, which the illusion of the markets is obviously being kept real, as you and I have known since I don't know how freaking long here. Again, people see the stock market going up. They feel that the economy is strong. Nothing could be further from the truth. Then they float out the freaks. Janet Yellen, oh, our economy is strong. I don't see a thing wrong with it. Meanwhile, people cannot make ends meet. People are struggling more so today than during the Great Depression. That's a fact. Look it up for yourselves. Credit card debt, household debt, personal debt, ballooning out of control. We got a warning from the CEO of Walmart saying people are cracking. The consumer is cracking. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And they did this on purpose. You remember what they were doing? You remember how they were issuing higher credit lines to everyone without even asking for them? Even some of you out here, yes, but that's what they were doing. Understanding that people were going to go out and melt those credit cards. Again, this is the whole mechanism to create this new two-tier society, people, a neo-feudal system for which there's going to be a lot less people on this planet. That if you don't think that depopulation is real, then I think you need to reevaluate your situation. This is already leading to a massive depopulation event, and it's about to get a lot worse. So anyway, with that said, this war and continuing wars, at least for now, a band-aid on the liquidity crisis that we are in. We're running out of cash, okay? Even though the debt is astronomical, it's not enough. This gives them a mechanism to pull more cash into the now faster. And that should frighten you as well. We know their playbook. We know what they're going to do. It's all been set up. Okay, if you don't think there's going to be another 9/11 or bigger, well, then you don't understand at all their playbook. But they've revealed it to us. We know what they're doing. We know what they want. They're the enemy. They want us to think that we are each other's enemies via however they can twist your mind, race, religion, creed, whatever it might be. You're the enemy. You got to hate these people. But you see, all it is a distraction, a deflection from the truth here. But I think all of you out here are smart enough, or way, way, way smart enough to know what's actually going on here. And going back to the economy, so what did we find out just yesterday? that inflation continues to rise, at least at a wholesale level yesterday. It was way worse than they thought. Today, in about 10 minutes from now, we're going to be getting another inflation report. These numbers are all fake. You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics already has informed us that these numbers have no bearing on reality. None of them. The government numbers are all fabricated. Okay, this is exactly what you would expect to see during the collapse of an empire. And that's exactly what we are seeing here. And that's why you're going to see much more war, death, pain, suffering, another false flag. Okay. Gotta be careful with these words I'm using. FF. You understand what I'm saying here? Anyway, that is where we are. So we'll talk about this inflation report later on. Stock futures are higher. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 10 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. The debt market has stabilized for now. Still in a high risk zone. We're just at 300. The MMRI is at 300 as I'm speaking here. Now, what did I tell you a couple of weeks back? Even though the environment is high risk, if they can manage to stabilize it, which they have done via the new war, okay, and that's exactly what it was meant to do. Again, we're in a liquidity crisis. You all know that. The crisis has not gone away. They have put a Band-Aid on it for now, and that Band-Aid is going to come off. It's not enough. So this is what you can expect to see: more war, expanding wars, and, of course, another false flag event. With that said, again, stock futures are higher, 10-year yield stable, dollar weaker on a relative strength basis today, crude oil getting bid up higher today, gold and silver getting bid higher today, cryptos flat to slightly lower again as I am doing this video blog. All right, people, look, a couple of things. I want to thank all of you for getting this work out there, okay? I know that's what you're doing, and I appreciate that, sharing it, getting it out there, talking about it, commenting here. I read the comments. And again, you, all of you out here inspire me more than you know, and it keeps me going. Sometimes I want to just give up. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes I just say, you know, Greg, enough is enough. No more videos, no more nothing. There have been many times where I thought of stopping this, quitting. But it's all of you. It's all of you that keep me going, keep me inspired. Honestly, it's the truth. But without you, I would not be here. There's just no doubt about it. I would just disappear somewhere. Anyway, with that said, people, love you a lot. We'll talk later about the nonsensical fist-feeding of nonsense with regard to inflation. Inflation is going up. It's going much, much higher from here. We all know that. The BIS, the Bank of International Settlements here, they've already warned us. I think it was yesterday or the day before that inflation is going to continue to rise. And double, yeah, zigzag. Because, you know, they got to float the truth out. You have to understand. Part of their rule book, okay, if they have one, is they must float out pieces of truth here and there. And then they can say, hey, you know what, we told you. We told you. You didn't pay attention. I'm sorry. We told you. That's how it works. We know their playbook inside and out, backwards and sideways. We could recite it, pretty much. And that's how we're so far ahead of the curve, people, all right? Look, all right, I'm going to end this. Love you a lot. See you later. 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have some questions ready for me. We're going to get through this together because we got each other's backs always. See you later.